All right, guys, there is a crazy fan theory going around that Jimmy Butler is a lock for the Mavs. A stretch? Maybe. But we're going to go down the rabbit hole, look at every piece of evidence we can find, and see what we make of it. Let's get started. Welcome, everybody, to the Dallas Hoops Fancast, a podcast for Mavs fans. I'm your host, Sydney. I'm here with my co-host, Martin.
Hey, guys.
We're going to skip the long intro because this is actually just a spur-of-the-moment podcast because of this really crazy Reddit post that just came out. And this is from a Reddit guy, so it's not like, it's not even from Mark Stein or like a reputable NBA source. But it's just interesting. And the guy brings out a couple of pretty good points. And you've probably heard about this Reddit post. It's kind of making the rounds on Twitter and different podcasts. But I really wanted to dig into it and like really go down the rabbit hole and just look at, like, basically put on the conspiracy theory tinfoil hat and see if there's like even a shred of truth or like possibility to this at all. So I'm going to start with just a quick recap of that Reddit post in case you haven't seen it. The guy brings out four points. Yeah. For why he thinks that Jimmy Butler is coming to the Mavericks. The first point, Brian Windhorst said that, the NBA draft combine took place recently in Chicago. Windhorst came out and said that a lot of NBA business gets done, at the combine.
Kind of under the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, not official.
Didn't really say anything other than that, but that's... So there's that thing. The other point of evidence is that Jimmy Butler, Luka, and Kristaps were all in Dallas at the same time. In fact, there's different social media posts with Luka and also Wesley Matthews together, and we're going to kind of dig into those too. But they were all in Dallas at the same time. The third point of evidence is not really a piece of evidence. It's just the fact that the Mavericks rarely leak their plans. And we said this in the last episode just yesterday, that the Mavs have said before, if you hear a rumor about the Mavericks, it's probably not true. And so because we haven't heard this rumor, that's why it's going to happen.
Well, and even further than that, they have came out and said that they're not interested in Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like you can sometimes take it to be the opposite of what you hear. And then the fourth piece of evidence is that Wesley Matthews and Jimmy Butler are really close. Wesley Matthews described Jimmy Butler as his little brother. Now, Matthews doesn't play for the Mavs anymore. So this piece would say that, okay, that's evidence that the Mavs are getting Jimmy Butler and bringing back Wesley Matthews.
And that's the piece I think we're all forgetting about in all this and we're ignoring.
Yeah.
It's a real possibility that Wes Matthews is back with the Mavericks next year. Now, if it's a bench role, I don't care. But if Wes Matthews is in that starting lineup... And we do a freaking post-up move.
I will riot.
I'm done. I am done. I will only watch the Mavs highlights, and I will edit out any Wes Matthews plays.
So is it worth it to get Jimmy Butler if it also means that you have to bring in Wesley Matthews?
It's funny because before I looked at the article, I was like, I am not interested in Jimmy Butler at all. Never was because of the attitude, the off-court stuff. Yeah. But all of a sudden now there's this possibility that the Mavs might get him. And now, kind of like you with Patrick Beverley, I'm starting to warm up to the idea.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm getting excited. We're getting Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
But Wes Matthews is involved. And, you know, yes, again, if you get Jimmy Butler, but it means you have to sign Wes Matthews, and Wes Matthews is coming off your bench, okay, I'm okay with that. But that's a tough pill to swallow because Matthews is so frustrating. Now, if your starting lineup next year is Luka, Butler, Matthews, Porzingis, and Powell. Okay, fine, I'll take it.
No,
but...
okay, because Wesley Matthews screws everything up offensively. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so and we're gonna unpack all of this. So we'll get into like the Wesley Matthews thing. There's a lot to say here. I dug into like every piece of evidence, got online and looked at everything else. And there's some other things that I think are worth mentioning in terms of like rumors. So the first rumor is that this is from a girl, what's her name? Natalie Eganolf. I probably said that wrong. Eganolf. Eganolf sounds better. She's from a radio show. She tweeted, this is her tweet, per a contractor and verified by a UPS driver, Jimmy Butler has been seen in Horsham and is, I probably said that wrong too, and is buying a house in Ambler for $6 million. Ambler is about 45 minutes outside Philadelphia. Now, last December, just a few months ago, GQ interviewed Jimmy Butler at his house that was in Philadelphia, but people say he was renting that house. So the rumor is that he has now bought a house close to Philadelphia, which would suggest that if you go from renting to buying, that you plan on staying there. There, and this is just a side note, apparently there's a house in Ambler for sale that has a dungeon. People think that he bought that house, but that's not relevant. It's just interesting. So there's that. I mean, it's possible that he bought a house according to this UPS driver who is probably a credible source.
No, it's according to a contractor verified by a UPS driver. So... yes, very credible sources here. Yeah, I mean, chances are, yeah, maybe he's out there feeling offers. And maybe the Mavericks are one of the teams that's going to offer him. I mean, it would have to be a max contract.
Yeah, a max.
And so, yeah, he's kind of testing the waters. I don't think it's a done deal, like the article said, that he's guaranteed to come to Dallas because he can still get that fifth year option. I know he says it doesn't matter to him. But until it's in your face, then
when you see an extra 20, 30 million, it's like, it's hard to say no to that. Okay. But there's other piece of evidence. So the guy said, there were social media posts that show that Jimmy Butler, Porzingis, and Luka were all in Dallas at the same time. But later on, Jimmy Butler posted photos on Instagram of him in Houston with his family. So people are like, he just came here to go to Houston to be with his family. But then he also posted on his story, an Instagram story video of him driving from Houston north. And in the video, you can see the highway signs. To the left is the road to go to San Antonio. To the right is the road to go to Dallas. And he changes lanes to go toward the left, but he does, this is serious detective work. He doesn't go all the way to the left. He appears to stay in the lane that would take him to Dallas. So obviously he's signing with the Mavericks. That's a clear...
this is sad.
Okay, next. Next piece of evidence. There he was at the combine, and there was photos of him meeting with Jim Boylan, who is currently the coach of the Bulls. So people are like, maybe he's going back to the Bulls. There's that piece of evidence. Next, this is where it gets good. So Luka posted a story on his Instagram story. He posted a video of him playing soccer with Wesley Matthews, which is also kind of fueling the whole like Jimmy Butler and Wesley Matthews. So they're playing soccer, but Luka is in the video, which means that someone else is filming it. And you can hear that person kind of laugh for like 1 or 2 seconds. And people are saying that person is Jimmy Butler.
Well, it's a done deal then. Yeah. I've heard too much.
But there's more. So... there's that evidence, but then Jimmy Butler, and you guys probably already know this already, that he posted on Instagram a photo with a caption saying thank you to Philly and the fans. So that's when Philly fans started going nuts because they were like, oh crap, he's leaving. So there was already kind of speculation that he was leaving, and then all this other stuff happened after that. He also posted another photo of him playing cards with a caption that read... never let them see your hand. Boom.
All of these things point to Dallas.
Exactly. So, but while in Houston, when he was posting all these photos and videos to his Instagram account, while he was with his family, he was wearing Sixers sweatpants. So there's
now
that.
Now I'm completely confused.
Okay. So that's all of the evidence. There's been photos and videos of Wesley Matthews with Luka. Luka, Porzingis, and Jimmy Butler were all in Dallas at the same time. We know he went to Houston. It looks like he came back to Dallas. He also met with Jim Boylan, apparently. And then today, he posted to his Instagram story a photo wishing Carmelo Anthony a happy birthday, which I think means that Jimmy Butler, Wesley Matthews, and Carmelo Anthony, who is a free agent,
okay,
are all coming to Dallas.
I think you're going a little bit too far.
The evidence is right in front of us.
So clear.
So my verdict is the same as yours. I think he did meet with the Mavs. I think he's feeling out
unofficially.
I think he's feeling out what the offers are. I think he might have also met with the Bulls. He's probably also going to meet with the Sixers at some point. I think that he's just getting an idea of what the offers are. So it's possible that he would come to Dallas. I don't believe that because of this evidence, but it's possible. But I don't think it's a lock.
Yeah, I mean, players are friends off the court. And outside of basketball, they're friends. So seeing players hanging out or spending time with each other doesn't necessarily mean they're going to team up and go play with the same team. So I didn't realize Luka was close friends with Wes Matthews. Yeah. Apparently, that's kind of a big deal. So it's almost, I get more and more nervous thinking that even, what if we got Wes Matthews, but we did not get Jimmy Butler?
Oh, God,
a nightmare. So we won't even jump into that.
Well, here's my counter to that. Okay, the rumor is that they're going to get Jimmy Butler and Wesley Matthews. Here is a very strong counter. I think the Mavericks organization has to know how much Mavs fans hated Wesley Matthews as a player. I don't know if they would risk bringing him back. Now, like you said, if it's with Jimmy Butler, maybe
it soothes some of that.
Yeah, maybe
pain.
They're thinking like, okay, we can get away with it. But I think that's a really strong counter that I don't know if you want to take that risk.
I mean, if he's just a bench guy and he's not a main focus of
like
your offense,
like sits on the bench forever.
Yeah, then fine. But you know, I don't know. It would be, like I said, I had no interest in Jimmy Butler before all these rumors. But then the more I think about it, I'm like, you know what? Okay, you know, you
it
get kind of excited because he is a really perfect fit next to Luka.
Yeah, well,
because of his defense, his playmaking ability.
Sorry, I'll let you talk. Yeah, I'm going to shut up now.
So, yeah, I think it would be a really good fit. And then if the other rumors are true with Patrick Beverly, now you're running out there Beverly, Luka, and Butler with Porzingis and Powell. And that to me is a really good starting lineup.
Well, we talked about Malcolm Brogdon, how that would be such a great fit with also Patrick Beverley. And Jimmy Butler is kind of like a Malcolm Brogdon on steroids, I guess. Well, not steroids, but he's like, he's a better version of of that scenario because great defender, but he's a better playmaker at this point in his career. I think Brogdon can grow into something like that, but he's a better playmaker at this point in his career. So it would be like a better version of that lineup.
And bigger.
Yeah.
You know, he's 6'8". He's a legit wing, and he's a hardcore defender, and he works hard, and you know he's going to play hard. Now, he's never played a full season due to injuries.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't shoot the ball incredibly well efficiency-wise, but he can get his own shot, and he can step up in big moments, as we saw in this year's playoffs. So, yeah, it would be great. I don't know if all this, can we even call it evidence? It's all speculation that he's coming to Dallas, but we'll see.
Yeah, so last year he averaged 18 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. He shot 46% overall, 34% from the three-point line. He's never been a great three-point shooter, but he's not awful, and he only takes a couple per game.
So, like we said in the last podcast, Jimmy Butler, unquestionable max contract.
Right.
Bojan Bogdanović. Compare him to Bojan Bogdanović, and I bet you it's like identical. It's the same. And if not, maybe even on the advanced stat-wise, Bojan might be a better player.
So, by the way, the Bojan Bogdanović thing is kind of catching on in the NBA Twitterverse. There's other people talking about how they should consider Bojan Bogdanović. Mm-hmm. So it's not like such a crazy idea. I mean,
yeah. Well, we talked about it. Bogdanović is a playmaker, yeah, and he's a shooter, and he's tough, and he's a veteran.
Okay, so this is just last year. Bogdanović played 81 games, which that's crazy.
Yeah.
Butler played 65. But they average about the same amount of minutes. Bogdanović averaged 18 points. Jimmy Butler, 18.7. Rebounds, Bogdanović 4, Jimmy Butler 5.3. Assist, Bogdanović 2, Jimmy Butler 4. Steals, Bogdanović 1, Jimmy Butler 2.
What about shooting percentages?
Shooting, so Bogdanović 49.7, so almost 50%. Jimmy Butler again 46. 3-point shooting, obviously, Bogdanović has the advantage. He's at 42.5%. Jimmy Butler at 34. Now, I mean, like, I would also want to get into usage.
Well, go to advanced stats. So let me look at what I want to see.
So usage, actually, their usage percentage is the same. Bogdanović last year, 22.4. Butler, 22.3. So they have the same usage percentage. Win shares per 48 minutes, Jimmy Butler is higher, 0.173 compared to 0.126. He also has a higher value over replacement player and a higher box plus minus. So, and I think, like, as good as I think Bogdanović is, I don't think I would ever say that he's as good as Jimmy Butler. Not because he's a Euro, but just because, obviously, if he were as good as Jimmy Butler, the Pacers would have been better.
Well, the Pacers were good.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
the Pacers were good. And if you look at the Chicago teams and the Minnesota teams that Butler was on, I mean, and we don't know all the backstory with the Minnesota stuff, but you had Karl Anthony Towns. You had Jimmy Butler, Karl Anthony Towns. Now, you can take Wiggins out of it because he doesn't like playing basketball. But Jimmy Butler and Karl Anthony Towns on a team, that to me should be a really good team.
Unless Karl Anthony Towns isn't as good as...
Well, maybe, but he put up huge numbers. So yeah, theoretically, they should be good. And the Pacers, even when Victor Oladipo went out, they were able to maintain quality basketball. And I think Bojan Bogdanović is a good player. What's the age?
They're both 29.
29, so... Yeah.
Now, Butler also has a higher PER. He has at 20. Bogdanović was at 16. So, I mm-hmm. mean, Jimmy Butler is clearly a better player.
But
it's not awful if you got Bogdanović instead.
No, I don't think so. And especially in today's league with three-point shooting, and he's a dead-eye three-point shooter.
Yeah.
So, and he can stretch the floor. Now he may be a viable defender, but because of the Euro stigma, all of a sudden, without researching it or looking, he's not a good defender, or he's slow footed or whatever.
So defensive win shares. Now this isn't per 48 minutes. This is just total. So Bogdanović should have an advantage since he played almost 500 or 600 more minutes, but defensive win shares, he's at 2.8. Jimmy Butler's at 2.5. And that's in, 2015 fewer games? Mm-hmm. So he's not as good of a... And like I said, he's just not as good of a player, but he's not awful. Like, no. If you got him,
yeah,
it wouldn't be too bad. And the good thing about Bogdanović is that he's going to be much cheaper than Jimmy Butler. Now, that's a good thing, but that also means you're getting a lesser player. That's why he's cheaper, so mm-hmm. you have to, like, accept that. You know, and that's, there's, if you read the comments to that Reddit post, there's actually a lot of, like, really interesting information. One guy brought out how much cap space the Mavs actually have, because they have, like, cap space, it's like, I don't know, 40 or 50 million, but you also have to consider their cap holds. So they've got Porzingis as a cap hold. They did have Powell as a cap hold. They don't have that anymore since he opted out. But they have all these cap holds plus guys that need to re-sign. So they actually have about, I want to say, like $35 million to work with. And a max for Jimmy Butler would be $33 million. So that only leaves a couple million to bring back you know, the guys like Beret and Powell, unless they have bird
rights.
Yeah,
I think because they have bird rights,
they can go over the cap.
Yes,
but,
yeah.
You know, talk about getting like Patrick Beverly.
Which I think Beverly's cheap. I mean, yeah, Beverly
he'll be
is
cheap,
but you can probably get on the mid-level.
It would have to be like that guy. Like, there was a talk for a while that I think that people thought they'd have enough to sign two max guys. That's not even remotely possible.
That was before the Porzingis trade.
Right, yeah.
So really, they did get their two max guys.
Yeah, true.
It's Porzingis, and if they got Jimmy Butler, they would have him. And having Patrick Beverly, you know, again, you don't need to sign 14 franchise players because you already have Luka and Porzingis.
Right, that's true.
You're just trying to add another piece. And really, Jimmy Butler is not going to be your number one option. And he shouldn't be. He should be a number two option. And Luka should be your number one.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the Rockets?
We can. How long have we already gone?
20 minutes.
Oh, okay. I guess we can.
So, okay, here's what I'll say about the Rockets. They want to get better, and the Mavs don't have anybody to offer them that would make them better.
So why are we talking about it?
Mike Fisher came out with a report. The report was that if the Rockets called the Mavs would listen. That somehow got twisted into the Rockets have called the Mavs and the Mavs are listening, and then they're now trading Clint Capela. Like, it's been blown out of proportion so much. All he was saying that if the Rockets called, yes, the Mavs would listen. But like I said, the problem is they don't have the assets to offer. Now, you brought up what might happen. The only way the Mavs would get involved is if they were the third team that facilitated a trade between the Rockets and somebody else, and that second team just needed to dump a bad contract that the Rockets didn't want to take on. They just wanted a good player. And since the Mavs have such a large trade exception, they could take on that bad contract that might actually turn out to be a decent role player.
Well, and also, it depends on what Houston's goal is. Like, if they're trying to relieve themselves of cap space to where they can sign other players, because there's a lot of free agents right now.
Yeah.
And if they're thinking, well, instead of paying Capela 25 or whatever he's being paid, $25 million, why don't we go out there and sign Jimmy Butler or something like that? So they might be willing to give Capela away, but they would have to have confirmation from another player. And at that point, then you would just do a sign and trade, I guess. But yeah, maybe. I mean, would I take Capela? Of course. You know, he's a great rim protector, great rebounder. He would be a perfect fit next to Porzingis. He's the lob threat, which is what the Mavs offense wants. I would feel a little bad for Dwight Powell because he probably opted out, you know, on a verbal agreement with the Mavs. But you know,
they could still bring him back. I mean,
well, they can't. They can go over the salary cap and bring him back if they have bird rights on him. So I guess that doesn't matter.
He wouldn't start, which maybe that would still be disappointing.
Yeah, but then maybe somebody else will come and offer. Either way, you take the deal. You get Capela. But, I mean, the Mavs have no pieces whatsoever.
They're not. There's like no chance that they get involved in those trade talks.
Unless a third team comes in.
The only slim chance would be because they have a trade exception, they could take on a bad contract. I don't know who that would be because I haven't heard of anybody else, any other rumors.
Chris Paul. they can dump Chris Paul and Capela on the Mavs.
I mean, that's got to be one guy that they're trying to trade just because he is older. And it sounds harsh because he's such a good player, but it's just, if you want to get better, he's an older player. He has injury problems. He's got a huge contract.
I think he's still got two good years left in him.
He hasn't had two good years.
Well, he has, but you're playing with James Harden, who his usage rate is in the high 30s, which is higher by far than I think really anybody in history.
Yeah.
So I think Chris Paul can still play, you know, for a couple of years. Now you got to ask yourself, do you want to take that money? And I think the team that is willing to do that is a team that's one player away.
The Bucks.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think
the Bucks for Middleton.
Well, but they would want to keep Middleton.
Yeah.
They would want to keep Middleton.
That was stupid.
They would want to keep Middleton because of his age. I think he's like 27
something.
Yeah. He's 27 years old. Now, if they can trade something else, like Malcolm Brogdon or whatever, and a couple other pieces, then yeah, but who knows? And then you have Chris Paul. The last thing that you want with Chris Paul is that he's your best playmaker.
Right.
Because
his hamstrings can't handle that.
His hamstrings can't handle it, and he can't actually take a team over the top when he is. And it's not a shot at Chris Paul. He can't do that. You need somebody else as your primary playmaker. And I don't know if, I guess Giannis would still be that. But then Chris Paul's pointless. Why do you have him if he's not going to be your playmaker?
A veteran.
Yeah.
And he can make a play.
Yeah, so I don't know. I would take Capella, obviously, in a heartbeat. Just because of the lob threat. It'd be the perfect combination, and that's what they're trying to make Dwight Powell anyways, and yeah. Capella's already there, and at least Capella can protect the rim and rebound, which Dwight Powell cannot do at all. So
what if they did a sign and trade with Powell for Capella?
Well, the Rockets wouldn't do that.
I mean, this would totally favor the Mavs. Yeah, let's just stop. Okay. That's the Rockets, and that's the Jimmy Butler situation. Let us know what you think. Remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at Dallas Hoops Cast.
And YouTube.
And on YouTube, just search Dallas Hoops Fancast. You can also listen to the episodes on YouTube or on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, everywhere. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Dallas Hoops Fancast. So send us a message. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment. We went down the rabbit hole. Tell us, are we crazy? Is this the stupidest thing you've ever heard? Or do you think it's actually possible? If you want to send us an audio voice message, go to anchor.fm/DallasHoopsFancast and you can send us a voice message. But that's the show. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. We'll have another episode on our regular time, which would be next Monday, where we'll see if there's any updates about this in the meantime. But that's all. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Are you ready?
Born ready.
Wow.
You better hold on. That's edited, okay? I don't want you to find that hilarious and put that in there.
Okay.